Win a trip to see No Doubt at the Sphere, Las Vegas, when you hear a block of No Doubt songs. And that's happening this hour on the world-famous K-Rock. They had to trank dart a bear in Pacoima. That's always fun. We have People Are Dumb coming up on today's show. There's somebody called in a bomb threat to the Redondo Beach Pier. There is the 420 catch of the day on the way today. And also, this is the hour you're listening for a No Doubt block. And when you hear that, be caller 20, and you will win tickets to see him at the Sphere in Las Vegas. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Cannot wait for Social Distortion, which is going to be at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock tonight. Got an animal story about a goat named Smokey coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with an animal story about a goat named Smokey.
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite.
Well, now he is. They're buds, but a couple of days ago, this was Daylon Scott.
So a couple of days ago, the goat was chasing Daylon, and he was screaming and running as he jumped up on top of a car to get away from Smokey. And this is what it sounded like when he was running away. Check this out.
Don't want to offend you, but a lot of people thought that that was a girl scream when you jumped up on that car. What do you got to say for yourself?
I mean, he scared the female out of me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
I mean, in the world of nice goats to ugly and mean goats, this is closer to ugly and mean.
Daylon and brother Jupiter Star, not his real name.
Wait, Jupiter Star isn't his real name?
Meeting Smokey the goat for the first time Monday since he got loose and scared the out of him.
I just wasn't expecting a neighborhood.
I mean, the guy does live in Detroit, so I guess you're not expecting a goat to attack. Here's a little bit more of him running from the goat.
That's a real goat.
That's a real one.
What the?
Just like a big brother would, this was Jupiter Star's reaction.
Just looked through the window, made sure he was okay. And my mom running outside with a knife trying to.
Your mom brought a knife?
I mean, not to nitpick in an emergency, but it was a butter knife.
Yeah, she brought a knife trying to get it to him, but she's so scared of animals.
With mom's help, Daylon made it inside their West Side Detroit home.
So Daylon jumps off the car and makes a beeline right for the back door.
Go, go, go!
They have an unscientific theory why Smokey was so, well, excited.
What do you think their theory was about what was going on with the goat? I didn't guess this.
The goat was trying to hump us.
Smokey was trying to get some.
In true Detroit fashion, it doesn't end there.
Comfrey and dandelion and fenugreek and chaparral.
Cue Dr. Bob.
This is where the story gets really good. Dr. Bob runs the psychedelic healing shack.
This is where you do the body work.
Right.
The brothers' investigation into the loose goat led them down the street from their house to the psychedelic healing shack.
This guy looks very much like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
You know, they're just gentle creatures, and they're biblical, and they're very healing.
The doc took in Smokey and Perfect and Angel.
If it was up to me, they might be in the house, but my wife's not going for that one.
Dr. Bob is married. What?
He's currently locked horns with the city of Detroit for proper permitting to keep the crew. And now that Smokey cannot escape, the brothers hope he can stay. That noise is going to haunt me. All right, so here in Detroit, you can have ducks and chickens and honeybees. Dr. Bob says goats are still in a gray area. He plans to fight the city so he can keep his trio.
Not to insinuate anything, but I'm not positive Dr. Bob is the best place for Smokey.
What about the butt?
That's not funny. You are listening for a block from No Doubt. It's coming up very soon for your chance to win tickets to see him at the Sphere in Las Vegas. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Desiree.
You are caller 20.
No, freaking way.
Which means you heard a block of No Doubt. You called when the second one started, and you just won a trip to see No Doubt at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Tickets to the show, a two-night hotel stay, and a gas card.
Ah, yes. Happy Cinco de Mayo!
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts, wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder. Gators. What's up with Florida?
A Sumter County man has been arrested in connection to military explosives found in the Villages.
The story is in the Villages, which is a huge retirement community in Florida.
This case traces back to North Carolina.
Yeah, the FBI is now leading this bizarre investigation, but we learned today the man you see here has been arrested in North Carolina and is now facing a charge there. Investigators say he brought what they believe to be military explosives from North Carolina and stored them at his parents' home in the Villages.
Dude had C4. They're not quite sure how he got it, but he had C4, and he put it in his parents' house in Florida.
Edward Joint now faces a charge of hoarding a weapon of mass destruction.
Imagine your name in connection with weapons of mass destruction, which is what they consider C4.
Channel 9 was in this neighborhood in the Villages earlier this month when federal and local law enforcement were called to a home on Yucatan Way, prompting an evacuation of the neighborhood.
So they find the C4 and they immediately evacuate everybody in the houses around, which cannot be a quick thing in a retirement neighborhood.
Bob Morehard is an explosives expert.
C4 is an extremely energetic material. It has a velocity of detonation in excess of 8,000 meters per second.
I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds bad.
And the law enforcement community, including the ATF and the FBI, have specific protocols for quantity distance measurements.
Investigators say Joint was storing more than a pound of C4 at his home in North Carolina.
The hell are you storing C4 in your home for? A pound of it.
And then transported it to his parents' home here in the Villages when his girlfriend kicked him out of their Wilmington, North Carolina area home.
Dude, the guy got kicked out of his house, and so he drove to his parents' house and dropped off the C4 and then went back?
Investigators say they also found a plastic-based explosive commonly used by the military for breaching and demolishing property.
All of this could only be gotten from the military.
And there are now questions about how these explosives made it off military property and into the community.
And in that quantity, a full pound of C4.
When explosives are issued in the military, there's a very strict protocol about who gets them, what did you do with them, and how much is left.
Investigators believe he was in possession of the explosive since at least 2023. He is now in jail on a $15,000 bond.
No biggie. He's had a pound of C4 for 3 years.
What about the butt?
Thankfully not mentioned in this story. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. It is Cinco de Mayo, and a bear wanted to celebrate in Pacoima. And you don't see a bear in Pacoima very often. It's time for Animal Stories.
A large bear found roaming in a neighborhood in Pacoima has been tranquilized.
Several schools in the area were placed on lockdown while the bear was spotted walking through backyards.
Wow, these schools were locked down because the bear was in the area. That's wild.
Jory Rand is live in Pacoima where the bear was caught. Jory.
Yeah, pretty exciting day here in Pacoima. They're not used to seeing bears roam their neighborhoods, and it came to an end right across the street from an elementary school. Sarah Coughlin, one of three schools, as you mentioned, put on lockdown today after that bear made its way down from the Angeles National Forest.
God, I hope they told the kids it wasn't a shooting.
Into this neighborhood and right into the backyard of a home here on Borden Avenue. Fish and Wildlife were called in. They wound up shooting it with a tranquilizer dart.
I'm not going to lie, there are times when I can't sleep that I wish I had my own tranquilizer dart.
Air 7 was overhead as that bear was wheeled out from behind that home.
They put it on like a flatbed thing with a bunch of wheels, and its tongue was hanging off, like almost dragging the ground.
The bear, with its tongue lolling out, was wheeled unconscious into the street and loaded into the back of a truck where it will be driven back out and released into the wild. A nice ending, but some stressful moments today when that bear was on the loose. People don't always make the best decisions when it comes to wildlife.
What decision is there to be made about a bear? Stay away?
Yesterday, people were getting a bit too close to take selfies of the bear while it was up a tree by Hanson Dam.
People were getting close enough to a live bear to take a selfie. Wow, dumb.
Today was the third day in a row this bear was spotted in the area. It started Saturday in Shadow Hills. After being tranquilized today, it wound up asleep on top of a wall. But not everyone was taking chances. We spoke with one neighbor who saw the bear and promptly went right back inside.
Oh, good. Not everybody's dumb.
And I came out, and he was actually over there in the neighbor's yard, backyard, and he came running out around the front and then ended up in the other neighbor's yard. This area, like, you wouldn't expect a bear. Right. We see coyotes, but not a bear, like a giant bear.
Yeah, that has to be shocking.
I'm from Los Angeles. I've never seen one. It's exciting. I've been watching them on TikTok. It got to be a first for me seeing one in L.A. You know, you got to see a bear in L.A.
He's seen bears on TikToks, but you have to see one live in L.A.
Fish and Wildlife estimates the male bear is around 4 to 5 years old. It weighed 275 pounds. They checked it out, took its vitals. It is healthy. They tagged it, put a tracking collar on it, and it will likely be brought back to the Angeles National Forest. They say this can happen. A bear can just kind of stumble into a residential area not knowing what they're in for. They're hoping that this experience kind of spooks it from coming back into human habitats and it'll stay up in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so, too.
We mentioned the schools put on lockdown. We were here when they reopened things. Some of the parents were, you know, understandably worried about what their kids went through. Well, we just saw a child, a student, pass us by, rolled down his window and asked about the bear. I asked him what they told him in the school, never said a word about the bear.
But the default guess would be shooter. Isn't that worse?
Just told them there was something going on inside. They had no idea what was going on. There was a rumor it was a bear. That turned out to be true, but they had no idea until they got out of school and started talking to their parents.
I feel like that went well. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. Imagine coming back to your car and the feeling in your stomach when you see somebody else is sitting in your car.
A crime alert. A suspect behind bars accused of trying to steal a sports car from a parking garage in Miami Beach. And now we are seeing video of the moment he was caught and cuffed. Local Lieutenant Cody Weddle joins us live with details. Cody.
And Louis, just a bizarre and shocking incident for this car owner. He says he came back to his vehicle in this garage behind me to find this man inside his car asking him for help to get out.
So the guy got into his car, tried to steal it. When he realized he couldn't steal it, he tried to get out, and he couldn't get out. He was trapped inside the car that he was trying to steal.
And as I'm approaching my car, all of a sudden, I see an individual just pop out of, like, the underneath the seat area. He just popped up, and he shocked me. And I was like, hey, well, what are you doing here?
This guy's a lot cooler than I would have been, I think.
My brother, this is not your car. This is my car. But why are you in my car?
Help me get out, he's yelling.
No, you can't get out. We calling the cops.
Julio Solano, stunned, he says, to walk back to his car after breakfast on Monday to find a man inside asking Solano for help to get out.
We calling the cops. What do you mean for what?
It happened on Monday morning at a Miami Beach parking garage. Miami Beach police officers arriving and arresting the man, later identified as 33-year-old Ravesh Rabindranath.
I'm not exactly sure what that guy's last name is, but I know it's not what he said.
Ravesh Rabindranath. He's now facing charges of burglary, and Solano believes he successfully broke into the car, but then couldn't figure out how to turn it on or get out.
Hilarious. Hilarious to be stuck inside a car you're trying to steal.
He was able to break in the car, but that particular Corvette, if you're in the car and you don't have the keys, none of the electrical components will function.
Dumbass. It is time for the 420 catch of the day. Normally we play some new music, but because today is Cinco de Mayo, I thought we would go with Tequila by the Champs on K-Rock.
Tequila!
Tequila! An unlikely hit right there, but it is Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. It is the world famous K-Rock. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
I went down a rabbit hole this morning chasing a story that I could not verify, and it made me sad.
Okay.
And somebody broke into a gun store and was trying to put all of the guns in his pants, but couldn't get his pants up. So I started trying to track that down, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh my God.
But I found two others. Thief makes off with 12 guns from a gun store, putting them in his pants.
God.
I'm not exactly sure how you would fit that many.
Well, and how do they not come out the bottom, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's heavy. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whew.
And then this one, police, gun thief suspect shoved 12-gauge shotgun down his pants.
Oh, my God.
It's like you have to keep your legs straight.
You do,
just
yeah.
Just to walk.
You can't bend at the knee. Mm-mm.
So it made me think, it's always funny when you have to sneak stuff in your pants.
Yes.
Always. So that's those are the calls that we're going to look for today at 800-520-1067. Calls and or texts about sneaking things in your pants. And did you want to bring up the women version?
Well, yeah, because I was thinking that, you know, we wear tighter pants typically. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to put some stuff in your boobs, you know, and
sure.
That's been a really great place for me. And I know along with a lot of other women to get things into places that you need to go.
800-520-1067 is the phone number.
Oh, I have to be quiet. Okay, it's over.
It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Your chance to win tickets to see No Doubt in Las Vegas on the way on K-Rock. Sometimes you have to sneak it in your pants, but you can do it. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. That's the topic. Take your calls next on K-Rock. You people always come through.
Yes.
Always.
1,000%.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067.
And you put something in your pants.
Tried to sneak something in your pants. Where did you do that?
Dodger game. 21 years old. Don't want to pay the price for alcohol.
Yep.
We had bottles instead of cans. So walking into the Dodger Stadium was clinking, clinking, clinking all over the place, and they caught us and kicked us out.
Oh, no!
You tried to sneak bottles of alcohol in?
Yes, definitely. So
how many bottles are we talking about that are clinking around making enough noise?
At least six, probably more.
Six bottles, maybe more!
Six back.
You were begging to get caught.
Yeah.
And you did. K-Rock, hello.
A while back, I was at a Home Depot in the L.A. area. And so I'm in the parking lot, and I'm walking behind these two men were walking into the store, and one was carrying some crutches. But none of these men were limping, or they didn't seem hurt. So I didn't think much of it. Went my own way, going down the aisles and so forth, and I want to say no more than like 15 minutes later, I ran into them in the tool section. And I noticed these men, one was actually stuffing his pants with some ratchets and hand tools and breaker bars. And he was putting this stuff in his pants. I don't know if he had like a bungee cord or a tourniquet or something, but he was tying it like to his legs, and he handed him the crutches. And I thought to myself, oh my God, that's genius right there. But I don't know how these guys are going to get away with it, because now that I've witnessed this and I'm a justice seeker.
I'm sorry, you're a justice seeker?
I just decided to let them do their thing and to see if they could actually get away with them. I did follow them, like I flagged down like an associate, and I told them that man with the crutches is only limping because he doesn't want to bend his leg, because he has so many tools in his leg that he's trying to walk out of the store stealing his stuff. They all kind of huddled around him and forced him to empty out all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
You're a narc, dude.
You are a narc. You followed him around. You're a justice seeker. He's a justice seeker. Love that song so much. That is the world famous K-Rock. It is Who Will You Follow? Evanescence is that song. We're taking phone calls about stuff that you had to sneak in your pants on K-Rock. Crazy topic today. You tried to steal things by putting them in your pants.
This has been a blast.
1-800-520-1067 for your calls and or text. You got a story?
I used to work for a department store, and I was like a loss prevention associate.
Yep.
I had this, like, an older mother. She was wearing a long skirt, and she was walking by me, and she dropped something. And she asked me, oh, sir, can you help me pick that up? I already knew she had things down in her skirt.
What did she drop? Like her phone?
So I said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't help you because, you know, that's her property, and I don't want to be liable for breaking it. And she goes, no, sir, can you really help me? I was like, well, I'll help you if you take off the things out of your skirt. And that's when she got mad. She basically, like, squatted down, got her phone, and then just walked out. And then all the backpacks were on the floor that she was trying to steal.
So she didn't get away with anything.
No, she didn't. And she broke her phone.
Oh, my God. So all the stuff she was trying to steal fell out when she bent over to pick it up.
Yeah, so you know, she had it between her legs under her skirt. So when she went and squat down to pick up her phone, everything fell out.
Oh my god.
That is so embarrassing. I love it.
Yeah. She had like four backpacks between her legs and they're like Jan Sports and like, you know, different types.
Oh hey, back to school time, you know? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. K Rock, hello.
Okay, so one day I was at a swap meet and I got a cat. I tried to put it in my backpack, and I almost made it out until my backpack started meowing.
Where did you get a cat? What do you mean you got a cat?
Well, it was kind of a rescue or a little theft, but I ended up trying to get a cat at the Santa Fe Springs swap meet because they were in a little cage. And I love animals, so I'm not going to let them just be in a little cage.
So you're a freedom fighter for cats.
You can say that. I'm a cat activist, yes.
Oh, my God. So then when they heard the cat meowing, what happened?
I had to give it back. I'm not dishonest. I just try to free an animal.
Oh. You're not dishonest.
Oh, my God.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. Is there something meowing in the background
is
now?
Is that a cat or a kid?
No, it's my cats. I have a lot of cats. I'm telling you, I love cats.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you're freaking us out. How many of them are stolen? Be honest.
All of them.
Oh, my God.
And I'm doing another hit tonight.
What is wrong with you?
I like cats, man.
Right. So a lot of people like cats, but they don't go around doing hits and stealing cats. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Just hide your kids, hide your cats.
We don't know if he's telling the truth. I'd like to think he's not.
I kind of think he truly is going to do a hit tonight.
I kind of think he is, too. Yeah. All this week, we are giving you tickets to see No Doubt in Las Vegas. Keep listening for your chance to win.